Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning, we thank you for bringing us together again. Thank you for your plans and your purposes for our lives. I pray, Lord, you will open our eyes, you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that we will not leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I have prayed. And somebody said, Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? And you may please take your seat. I'm sure you have one. Yes. Amen. Wow. I was going to ask that I saw a lady taking pictures. And when I come, she should take pictures of me too. Otherwise, I'm going to get vexed. I just saw her take a nice picture of me. So I shut my mouth. All right. Genesis chapter 2. I'm preaching about marriage. Marriage series. Genesis chapter 2. And Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. Prince, where wifey there? I won't see wifey. Because I would like to pray for wifey. He said, but day, I got to pray for, you know, I got to release some blessings upon your life. So make sure that I see wifey. Nah? And the Lord God said, it is not good. Somebody say it's not good. If God says something is not good, don't say it's good. Janella. Is Janella or Janella? Janella. Okay. It is not good that the man should be alone. That's why we come to church. Because you can't be in your house alone and then you don't also have a church to be part of to have some fellowship. You ain't got nobody. If you need advice, there's nobody to advise you. And then you also don't go to church. Your friend is the bottle. Your friend is cigarette. You're lonely. So the loneliness is not just necessarily if you are not married then you are alone. It's not necessarily that. I mean, because you don't marry at age one. Sir Coletta, I miss you in front. Where you go? How you give up your seat? Shit, don't let anybody fight you for your seat, too. You say, hey, this is me name. Don't you see Coletta right here? And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. I'm using this verse to introduce the subject of marriage. Because that is what happened in the Garden of Eden. God realized that. Even though he had made everything, the creation was nice and all of that, Adam was alone. So he decided, you know what? I will make somebody that will come in and help Adam. Somebody say help. A woman comes into a man's life in marriage time or in marriage to help. These days, women come for what they can get. They come expecting to be treated nice. But no, a woman enters into marriage to help, to fix loneliness. So when you marry a man and you don't talk to the man, you are not married. Yeah. Most women, when you call them on their phone, you won't get them. That's all. The phone was charging in the bedroom. The phone was in a bag. Battery dead. I didn't see no death announcement on channel 6. Or channel 9. So a woman, that, you see, we are talking about, and I'm going to preach about marriage. We're going to do some 5-7 as we go along. But I'm going to preach about marriage for a long time. Because there's so many things I want to talk about. Do you get it? Because there's what we call the God type of marriage. People have types. Everybody has their type of thing, but there's a God type of marriage. When you come into the God type of marriage, the woman comes in to help. It is in the helping that you also receive, because the helping is sowing seeds. And the sowing of seeds gives you good fruit. When you are nice to the man, when you say, you want to do your hair this morning, you get money for your hair. When you say, oh, yesterday the hair they did is spot, I won't do it again this morning, you get the money to do it. Because you are a helper. I said, because you are a helper. You are not a vampire, you are a helper. Yeah. So God brings in the woman to solve man's loneliness. So women cannot be lonely, really. It's men who are lonely. So if you're a woman and you are lonely, there's something wrong with you. Because the Bible didn't say, and the woman was lonely, and therefore she should get her husband to marry. It's the man. You women, you can't be lonely. I say you cannot be lonely. You should refuse loneliness. Because the purpose, your life was not settled. The problem that God saw about a woman was not loneliness. It was more disobedience. Not loneliness. The woman was deceived first. It was deception. Women are easily deceived. Because a guy comes around and says, hi, baby, and they get deceived. Women are deceived more, plenty. Say, make children for me. And then you also lie down and you also make children with him. Then he left you. They say, the man is a dog. A man is a dog. It's a dog. You were deceived. It was your deception. Mm-hmm. You are laughing. Okay. Verse 19 says that, and out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. What's your Adam? Okay, good. Fine. But what I wanted to say here was that, you see, the woman was made from the earth, you see, and if you look at the earth, the dust, the mud, and then somebody tells you that a nice woman is going to come out of this dust, you will not believe it. It tells you that you should not always look at things from the outside to know what is inside. Most nice things are not nice. I said most nice things are not nice. Yeah, I was telling somebody something. Many women who dress a lot, they lack self-esteem. They just do that to cover their weaknesses. Yeah. Any woman who is so much into shoes and clothes and face powder and they are covering something. Low self-esteem, they think nobody likes them, they think nobody wants them, they think nobody will choose them. That's why they do all of that. So that when they walk, somebody say, hi, babes. Hey, catch up. Pumpkin. Uh-huh. Then it makes them feel that, oh, okay, all right, hey, okay. So every morning, every day, they want to put on that show so they can get that affirmation from people. Yeah, so when you see people who are very much... Don't marry women like that. Problems. Yeah. Those are the women who fight you. I tell you. Yeah, they'll beat you up. Come, you and your friends are there, and then he'll come and he'll say something very bad. And so you wonder, how can she look so attractive? And look at what she's doing. Hey, where is the niceness? There's no niceness, so it's all cosmetic. That's so nice. Yeah. So you look the women who may not look so attractive, those are the good ones, though. Yeah. 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 Amen, Mr. Doris. Amen. Yeah. I tell you. So God formed the woman out of the dust. How can such a nice woman come out of dust? For the ladies also, sometimes you won't see a man's future by who he is now. You can see him quiet, simple, not having so much. But it's the dust. But from the dust, God is able to make things. I said from the dust, God is able to make things. Yeah. So a Christian should be a little, you know, more discerning and in tune with the Spirit of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. preaching. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. The Bible says marriage is honorable. So I declared last week that all of you with child fathers that you are still with, those of you with fellas, those of you with banners, those of you with man, you got a man. Especially those with the children on the left side. The people who you made the children with, you should bring them. I'll bless the relationship for you. You become married. Where in the L there? The big in the L. Shalanda. It's Shalanda. And it's Yolanda. Yolanda. Must bring them. Do right. We can do mass wedding. 10 couples. And you see. You do say I do. 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 Okay. Now you may kiss your bride. And then everybody turns. And then 1, 2, 3. Mwah. They'll finish. Nice pictures. So if you have a fella, you have a child father, you can regularize it. Marriage is honorable. If you ever find yourself, you know, around a man or a woman that you love, you want to spend the rest of your days with, do it well. Bring the person out. Don't hide the person. Don't put the person only on Facebook. Must bring the person to church, you know, so that we do things well. Right, let's eat the cake right here. It's like communion. Let's have communion in the church. Let's break the cake. Drink so yeah. Some people they are bad. Though. It's like those Christians. They are bad. Pa. I'm preaching my message and then. As if they are talking about somebody or something. Marriage is honorable above all. So we are saying that it all starts with a partner. Some people call it a fiancé or a fiance. But we call it beloved, isn't it? My beloved is mine and I am my beloved. So, Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. We start with a beloved. Okay, you get a beloved. Some people call it boyfriend. Some people call it girlfriend. But we call it a beloved. Or you can call it wifey. Okay. It's relative. You get big girl. You know. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21. The Bible says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. That is why you go through beloveds. The stage of beloved is to really ascertain, prove that, you know, this is the thing. We are saying that in beloved doses, you have to make a choice that is going to end in marriage. Don't choose and then taste like guinea pig and then you throw away. Then you go to the next Christian sister. We don't do that in the church. So you have to be sure who you are choosing to enter the beloved with. Because once you enter into the beloved relationship, you must hardly break it. I mean, it's possible you break it. Basma wife has come. Wow. Basma wife, he come here. Special time, you know. She has a special time coming. You're welcome, Basma wife. You're welcome. Wifey has come. Friends, you're too powerful, I tell you. Where would we be without you? Huh? So you must prove. So before you enter into that relationship, because remember, a beloved is somebody that you intend to marry. Not somebody who you are checking whether is good to marry her. Because if you do that, then it means that if it doesn't work with one, like I was showing you with Godfrey last week, then you move on to the next person. Before you realize, if it's number 10 who is going to work, then all the young ladies, you know, it becomes very funny. So that's why you should study people. You should study people, you know, study them,
talk to them now and then, study them. One of the things you can really use is the person's commitment to God. It's a very, very, very great key. That if the person is committed to the church and committed to God, it's one of the things that you must look at. So you really don't have to go to the person's house or home to see how her room is like and all of that. All those things are not necessary. We walk by faith and not by sight. Because otherwise you will say, you know what? I want taste before I buy. No, you have to believe that there's an entrance. When you go inside, it will open to you. You can go inside. You have to believe that. If you say, I want to see whether it's a real thing. What do you mean by a real thing? A woman walking around, what else can it be? What else can it be? There's always a way. Valentine, is there not always a way? Pasuki, there's always a way. Didn't you discover the way? It was broad, narrow gate. It leads to eternal life. Yeah. Cry. Few are there who walk on that road. Some people are lost. That was the intention also. So before you enter into the relationship, you need to prove it. Right? And you prove it not just by making it too known. Because once it becomes known, then anything in the negative also becomes known. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. If we see you with somebody in church all the time, of course, we are human beings. Our minds work in a certain way. So then we say, it looks like they're in a relationship. So then tomorrow, if we see you moving with somebody else and not that person, then you don't help our minds. I don't know whether somebody dumped Odell the other day or something like that, but you know, it doesn't help our minds. Or he dumped somebody, something. Because Facebook, you see all people business and all that. Yeah, they should dump all of you by the grace of God. Hacks, Bosch. You get it. So, make sure that the person you are entering into a beloved relationship with is somebody you are certain, you are proving that this person, Lynette Adams, oh man, when I hear her name, something jump from here and goes here. I mean, I'm married. I mean, it's like this wife you are going to marry, not... You know, you are now checking to see. No. That's not the time for that. Checking it as you come to church, prayer meeting, Tuesday service, Sunday service, she's in the choir, she sings. If nobody comes, she's the only one who comes. Prayer meeting all night, she's there. It's a sign of somebody who is committed. And that if you were to marry somebody like that, person will be with you. Whether she knows how to cook or not, that's not the problem. Because you can have somebody who cooks, but you don't want the person. Commitment is because marriage is long. So what you need, one of the things you need really, is somebody who fears God and is committed in life. That's the type of people you're looking for. And this, with that, you can see it around if only you open your eyes. So you don't have to be touching the person. The person doesn't have to come into your house, your bedroom, for you to see, like how some people do it. That's not how you prove. The way you prove things, you have to renew your mind as a Christian, how you prove something. If we're in the world, hey, you come to me house, you do some cooking, you do some sexing, and I say, wow, she's sweet. Wow, sex and food is the only thing you are using to determine whether you want to marry somebody? Wow. You're forgetting about commitment? You're forgetting about the fear of God? You're forgetting about the character, someone who's born again, a believer? You're forgetting all of that? You're not serious. So prove it. Prove it by the person's appearance in church and moving around in church for a while. Bishop will even say that in even small circles, if we know, we can ask the person to pray. Like a satellite church. If it's Sister Anita that you want to marry, and if I know, Sister Anita, please pray over the offering for us. That's also another proving. Then she takes the microphone and says, oh Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, offering, Lord God. You don't even start by going to tell her you're interested in her. Because this Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, offering Lord God, Lord God. It won't help you. It will not be somebody who come and help you. She's not deep. She can't pray. But if you pass a microphone, you hear, Father, Lord God Almighty, today we have come before your presence and your throne of grace. We have come boldly because of the blood of Jesus. Your word says that we should come and enter boldly.
He said, "Sister, please, let's go to Reverend. Let's go to Reverend." that's how you prove. Not these people who polish their face, but they don't know even one scripture. They do hairstyles, but they don't have a Bible. Not those kind of people. I'm talking to you about proving. You don't prove inside a beloved relationship. You prove outside. And then you enter into a beloved relationship. Are you with me? Yeah. Let's look at Genesis. Genesis. Rebecca, very nice woman in the Bible, said something in Genesis. I wish Rebecca would have given me what I'm looking for. But I don't know whether it's a Guyanese Rebecca or Bible Rebecca. Genesis 24, verse 58. It's not a Jew, no, there's a black man, black woman. Black Jew. Genesis 24, 58. The Bible says that when Eliza of Damascus, Abraham's servant, went to Rebecca's family, Laban, met Rebecca, wanted to marry her for Jacob, marry her for what, Isaac, Abraham's son. And after he did all the rites and everything, Genesis 24 is a very interesting chapter to read. It tells you about how we even do engagement and what you must present to your bride's family before you are allowed to even take care. We come into all of that because we do marriage in a wrong way. I don't know where we picked it up from. But in marriage also, you even appreciate the woman's parents. Because if they are not giving back to she, and they have not taken care of she, you wouldn't find no good thing to want to come and marry. And as a Christian, as somebody who is brought up properly, when you are giving something, you say thank you. You don't say thank you with your mouth. You say thank you with something. So the Bible says that when the servant presented everything and they agreed for Rebecca to go with him to Abraham's house, then they called Rebecca and they said unto her, "Will you go with this man?" And Rebecca said, "I will go. I will go. I will go. I'm willing. I want to go." The fact that this man has come, the story he has told, the prayer he said he had prayed, how he met me, the things he has presented, the gifts he has presented, it tells me that even though I don't know the man, by what this servant has done here, it gives me an idea of where I'm going. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Because the man came. And he said everything that he came to the place for. He said he was sent to find a wife for his master's son. He prayed to the Lord God that an angel, even Abraham even told him that an angel will go before you. So his path has been directed by angels. And when Rebecca heard all this story, I don't need to see Isaac's face. I don't need to lie down to see whether the thing works or it doesn't work. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to hold it and do lollipop and see whether the thing is powerful. I don't need all of that. By the action of Eliza of Damascus, it tells me that the house from where I am going is a genuine house. It's a noble house. And if I go and I go well, I mean, things will work out for me. So they call Rebecca, who had never seen the man before. It takes proving to even know where you are going into. Who has never shot you? Will you marry somebody you've never seen before? People say that you are stupid. People say you are a fool. But this Rebecca, the people of the Bible, they marry people they have never seen because they use different parameters from what you and I are using this day. So she said she will go. By the actions of the servant, she felt proven. She felt that this case, you know what, it's a good case. Solved. I don't have to worry. Because when the man started taking out gold, taking out jewelries, and he gave gifts to her mother, then gave gifts to her father, gave gifts to her brothers. You see, that's what we don't do around here. When we are going to marry a woman, we ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing to give. If you come and marry my daughter and you don't bring me something, what are you going to show me that you have enough for her and for it to even spill over to me? Are you giving me data? Or are you giving me nothing? I should only come to the wedding and eat cake. Is cake we used to give birth to daughters? Is cake? You marry and give birth to your daughter. You understand what I'm talking about, Jasmine? You're coming to take my daughter and you don't have anything to give me. Nothing. All you have is some cheap ring. You even the finger that you're going to put on, you know where it came from? That's why the servant, and that's what you see in African moods, and that's what they practice in Africa. When you are capable, you are capable. You know capable? You are capable. It's a word. If you are capable, then when you come, you must prove that you are capable. And the proving of your capability, you don't do that in the presence of the woman, because you can easily deceive the woman. So you need aged and elderly people who you can't trick. So daddy must be there, mommy must be there, uncle must be there, auntie must be there, cousin must be there, grandfather must be there. We all sit down and then we say, okay, what do you have to tell us? And you come. You must also come with some support. Because if you come alone, we'll say, who are you? You came from heaven to earth to show the way? From the earth to the cross? No, you don't. You have a family? Or you interacting with your family? That's why you've come alone. Okay, so you are someone who like a lot of grudge and problems. So go, we won't give you to our daughter to you. But if you come with mommy and daddy, you come with your sisters and your brothers and your support. And when you are coming, the day you are coming to do the engagement, when you pack the cars, you pack it 212-192. You pack the Serena, you pack the RAV4. The what? Bluebird. Green Bird. Sylphie. Then the Allion, and then they get out of the car and they begin to come in groups. And they have things they've packed, wrapped. They are coming. Canter. There's a canter. They are offloading the goods like that. I mean, if I'm a father, I'll say, Lois, put on your dress. Go. I've already finished. We finished. Problem solved. Don't you know what the Bible says, Euodia? The Bible says, a man's gift makes room for him. What you give creates a room. Because any father-in-law, whoever they are, if you, the man, you are able to present yourself properly and responsibly before them, they will not have any hard time with you. I see many of us, there are no fathers, so nobody is testing you. You've gotten the woman cheap. Because there's no father like some of us with our faces straight like that. They sit down like, look at you. No, when I went to marry my wife, I wasn't there. My father went, my father and the church, they took buses. So if you're a father and somebody's coming to marry your daughter and they brought buses, hey, Anita, it's a little, who are these? My father put on his best African cloth. Nice. My mother put on him, and mama with a scarf like that. Hey, we are going. And they went. After all the presentation, then my wife's family, the father said, what is this? What is this? You don't look like you came prepared. Go and come another day. They had traveled about 1.5 to 2 hours to where this man was. Early in the morning, they set off with pastors from Lighthouse and all of that. Now, after a long wait, they made us wait outside. I watched the video. My parents waited outside. Gave them chair to sit outside. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, nobody saying anything to them. Hey, what's this? You a stranger. Shut your mouth. Then when they spent time, they gave them time. Then we did all the presentation, ring, this, suitcase, whatever. Then the spokesman, he said, what is this? Who is this for? It's for the family or for she? It's what is this? You don't look like you are prepared. Take your things, go, and come another day. Come and see pressure.
Now, if you are not tested like that,
when you get angry, you slap the woman in the house. Now, when you are tested like this, when you get angry, you remember the father's face when you were doing the engagement. I said, girl, you're lucky. I see your father's face.
Prove things, eh?
They're very good.
Shorty, so you people, when you making boys come around you, you take them, you make them have a free ride around you. You are spoiling the thing. Let them come and see somebody responsible. Let's ask them questions. I said, when the man came, sat down, spoke, brought out the gifts, Rebecca, who has never seen Isaac before, said, I will go. Think about it. She was touched. She was moved. Her heart was affected by how the whole thing went. Let me say, if you like somebody, come and see the pastor. You don't want to come. You say, people want to mind your business. Your business is my business. A church member's business is my business too. You can't like anybody in this house and I don't know. You're a thief. They will beat you and throw you out of the church. Yeah. Let's do things properly. Let's honor the ladies. Let's honor our girls. Let's honor them. Let's do the right things. Let's do things the way God wants it to be done. Do we know that we are Christians? Christians have to behave differently. I'm talking about Genesis 24, not African Muto. Don't get me wrong. Go and read Genesis 24. You see what I'm talking about. We can't read all of it because it's very, very long. It's in the Bible. Rebecca, can you believe? I asked Shorty. Shorty, stand up. You, somebody, your mother comes and my mother says, eh, I got some man for you. He live in Mocha, Mocha, Mocha. You can go with he?
No, Reverend.
You say no?
But if the man that your mother is talking about sends somebody and comes and bring a long shoe, 10 of it.
Even by the time we finish this, she said, Mommy, they ain't done. I won't go. I won't go.
Our hearts are definitely affected by gifts and things. What somebody presents, that's what affects you. How the person speaks, how the person talks to you, how he listens to what you, all of that, that is what makes somebody a nice person. Not the red face and powder and Mary Kay and all those lipstick and rouge and this blinky, blinky, blinky thing people put on and the breasts people are showing. That doesn't do anything. No. Now, you're going to marry somebody who's showing her breast now. She'll show her breast to somebody also tomorrow. Yeah. Well, she's into breast showing. And you chose her because of her breast. That's her business already. So if you have, after you marry her, she's still going around showing. Last week, there was a young girl. Juliet! Last week, there was a, I was looking for you here. You've changed your seat. Last week, there's a young girl who came. She came to talk to me. When she came, breast is what? Have you know breast? Black breast, black breast, black. Big, juicy, like juicy, Julie Mango breast. Big breast like that. Breast, I mean, I'm talking about, Jonathan, you are sleeping whilst I'm talking about breasts. What kind of person are you? Yeah. At least you should be awake for me to say, hey, mommy, please watch Jonathan for me. I wasn't so interested at all.
Breast, black, big breast like that. Heavy bust. Like that.
She came to talk to me. How can I talk to you well? How can a man of God concentrate on the conversation when you've come with him?
Hey, you are a dangerous woman.
Yeah.
Hey. I mean, as I'm talking to you, I'm praying in my head. It's a Lord God. Shaka braska tabara baba.
Because as we are talking, you are standing, you are talking, you are doing that. Say, yes, Reverend. Yes, hey, I beg you. I beg you. I beg you. So I told her, I said, girl, go and cover yourself before I talk to you again. And then she went to take somebody's scarf or something, push it here. It's just like my suit, like that. Can you imagine a woman wearing this? Man. So she put something and covered it. When she came, I said, girl, listen to me. Next time when you come like this, I'll call Kevin, I'll call Daniel, I'll tell him to come and touch it and play with it. Next time I see your Bobby, even a bit of it, I'll call these boys to come and hold it and say, hey, lay hands, and say, hey, touch it and squeeze it. You won't do that again in the church. I'm talking about proving. I'm saying that to even choose a beloved, to enter a beloved relationship with her and want to marry her, there must be some things that appeal to you, must prove and affect your heart. So some of the things you should consider when you're choosing a beloved. I'm giving you one and I'm closing. Number one, the fact that the parents are good. The fact that the parents are good parents is not something that should make you want to choose the girl. So, parents being good, because sometimes we walk by that. Oh, she comes from a very good family. Everybody has their personality. I tell you, as much as we want our children to be like us, it's not easy. Yeah. I see women in this church with their children. Sometimes the women are very different from their children. Their daughters. I'm blessed with many of that. The women and their children. They are working in the church. Their children are also doing something in the church. Very, very beautiful. But you can see that the characters are very different. So the fact that the parents are good parents does not authorize the choice. It's not a guarantee. Am I preaching a good message or not? Yeah. Because otherwise, the Bible wouldn't be our guide anymore. Because that's how they used to marry in the olden days. I remember one day, let me tell you this short story. One day I was dating a girl. Should I say date? It was my boy, my girlfriend. No dating. Dating is too nice. It was a girl, my girlfriend. She was just, I think, a house away from us. And my father knew the girl's grandmother very, very, very well. So, you know, when we are moving, we move very quietly, isn't it? So that we think that the fathers don't know what's happening. But the fathers, they have been asked before. They have moved like we've moved before. So they understand what's going on. So one day, my father called me and he said, that woman's granddaughter, you should never have anything to do with her. Nice girl. Tick tall. I shouldn't have anything to do with her. What do you mean? Nice girl. Yeah, everything on and off. I mean, they're up and they're on. You understand that? It's like coffee with sugar and milk. Everything inside. Milo. My father calls me and says, I don't want you to have anything to do with that woman's granddaughter. It's easy. I don't have to take care. I don't have to pay for passage to go and see her. She's just next door. All I got to do is whistle. And then she come. Easy. Her mother and her grandmother will send her to go and buy this in town. So I can see as she's going. Then she comes. She diverts. When she goes to the market and then she diverts. And when she goes out, get why you take long. So the place was very busy. Traffic. There were so many good reasons why I should be with her. And I was with her. And my father told me that woman's granddaughter, I don't want you to have anything. It was just last year or so that I understood what my father was saying. Just about last year. Yeah. Last year, after so many years, I'm talking to you about over 30 years. It was just last year that I understood well. After my father has died and gone, it was last year I understood this thing properly. So, because if you look at her life now, the grandmother didn't have a husband, but had a child who also had children. Every father was different, and she was one of them. As of now, she's a grown woman. She has a doctorate. She's inherited the grandmother's properties and all of that. She drives a very fancy car. She has one child. She's alone. If I'm taking it serious, I'll be alone too by now. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. So, my father definitely knew something about the family. Understood something about the family. And therefore, he warned me against that woman. You get it? But what I'm trying to say is that even though older people have these kind of things, of course, if they warn you against it, you should really be careful about that. But the opposite should not make you also attach yourself to a woman. That, oh, the family is a good family. No, there must be a God element inside. We are not talking about just good, good, good. There must be a God-fearing, a God-committed, a God element. There must be the Almighty God kind of element in that family. And that's what must attract you to the family. Not just that they are good, that they have money, and they live in Bel Air, they live in Continental Park, they live in Eccles. You got a big fancy house. They get this. They get a business on Regent Street. Business will business you see. The element must be, this is a God-fearing family. And by the grace of God, if you're going to marry Mr. and Mrs. Doris's child, I can tell you, if you want to look at the factor of parents to marry their daughter, they can tell you. Oh? If you're coming to marry my daughter, at least somebody can say, oh, it's a pastor's child. The father is a pastor. He's a man of God. The God element, the God factor. I'm talking to Christians. I'm not talking to you. If you are an unbeliever, then you should not listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking to Christian marriages because there are so many things Christians ignore. So many things. And then the marriage now doesn't look like God's plan. Doesn't look like the type of Christian marriage because it smells. And if you're to take attention, caution about all these things we are teaching you, I'm going to preach at the end of the year by the grace of God. I'm going to preach. Yeah. This girl, stand up. Stand up. Yeah, take the microphone. See how she's standing here today? I'm sure tomorrow she'll be expecting a husband from the church. This girl was with a boy who had a motorbike for 8 years. How old are you now?
23.
You broke up what, last year? Finally. You took off the ring last year?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Even when they broke off, she was still holding onto a ring of the boy connection. We had to do an anointing service for the Holy Ghost to tell her to take the ring off. No preaching from here was able to make her take the ring off. 8 years. 8 years.
Yes,
sir. You used to fight.
Yes, sir.
You used to bite tea, yeah? Can you believe that she bites Keisha? He bites a man? Vampire! So if you see yourself, oh, red girl. What? Man, tall and slim. Look at her hair. Look at her shape. Wow. Look at her bobby. Oh, it's a nice, juicy, succulent bass man. Juicy. That is what? Vampire. Ham. Dracula. Ah. Yeah. They used to fight. True or false?
True.
So 8 years. You broke up last year, 22 years. So from 14 years old, she picks up with a guy
14 years in a Christian home. Some Christians home have problems. I'm not saying that all of them are perfect, but a particular type of family with this God thing in there. Hey, 14 years. Hey, they fight. And the guy is a boxer. You see, so he has to dodge that because he can't touch her. If he touches her, they will jail him. He won't do both. So that gave her more power. You know how women are when they realize they don't want to hit them? They say, beat me! If you like, 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 beat me! And they know that you don't want to. Then you. Ah! Kill me! Kill me now! Kill me! Kill me! So now beat me. When you beat them, they say, now kill me. Hey, where are you going? I've not finished. I said, sorry for hitting you. That's what I was saying. Because in the preaching, you know, I shouldn't be. Yeah, it was demonstration, right? So, I mean, I don't know those of you who just came around. She's a very nice lady. Yeah. But she has to be around a little bit for us to see that the biting has gone. Because the biting, it can go and it must go. But she has to be around for us to know that, oh, you know what? If you say, Rev, what do you think about Hakima? So, easy. Go for it. She shouldn't bite you no more. She stopped biting people. Fight! Fell off motorbike. Break her hand. She comes to church and her hand says, what happened to you? I fell off the motorbike. Boom, 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 all the time. When you close from church, the buyer outside, boom, boom, waiting for she. 8 years. Now they are no more. I'm sure 8 years, he has seen everything. So now, if it's not the blood of Jesus that washes things clean, then who should take this thing that you are presenting like it's some nice 192? It's Japanese used. Japanese used. That's the truth. I see, because of the blood, we are Christians, so we believe in the blood of Jesus. That she's washed us white as snow. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a hand clap and a praise. Stand to your feet, my time is up. Hallelujah. We'll continue next week. Amen. Prove all things. Rebecca said, yes, I will go. So not just a good family. A God-fearing, God-committed family is what must make you make some decisions. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. The reason that I sing is with all I am. Jesus, I believe. I believe in you. And Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I serve. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. With all I am. Father, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for teaching us. The entrance of your word abides, it brings light. It brings light. Thank you for the light that is shining bright. And it gives understanding to the simple. Thank you that is what has been
established today. Scales have fallen off the eyes of your people. Minds have been corrected, and actions are going to be corrected as well. The lives of your people are going to reflect the greatness and the goodness of God Almighty. Thank you. Thank you for helping us today. In Jesus' name. You are not saved. You are not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are here today. If you die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, I want to go to heaven when I die. Please pray with me. If you are here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand and I'll do so. Your right hand up high. Pastor, please. I want to be born again and I want Jesus to come into my heart. Please pray with me. If you are here like that, while every eye is closed, every head is bowed, just your right hand up high. Your right hand up high. Your right hand. Your right. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Lift it up high. If you're not shy, if you're not ashamed, lift it up high. God bless you. I see that hand. I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come to me. Come to me. Come for them as they come. Come for them as they come. You. Oh, lead me. God bless you. If you're coming, come. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Come, join them. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus today. Jesus, take my heart. Take over my life. Come to Jesus today. To my knees, Lord, I lift me down. Rid me of myself. I give you all to you. All right, let's pray. Close your eyes with me. Say this prayer after me. It takes a simple prayer. You see, the Bible says we should not swear. Because when you say something, it's very serious. In the same manner, we are just going to say these words. Pray to God. God is going to hear us because words are powerful and He will touch your life and change your life. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I confess that Jesus died for me. I confess that He rose again on the third day. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and stay in my heart, to be my master and my savior. I believe that Jesus is in my heart right now. I believe I am born again. I believe my sins have been forgiven. I believe my name is written in the book of life. And I believe I have escaped hell. And thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.